Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we're diving into a topic that is absolutely everywhere in the exam papers. And once you understand it, you'll be picking up marks left, right and centre. Today, we're exploring urbanisation in the United Kingdom. Specifically, why the degree of urbanisation varies so much across different UK regions. This topic sits within the Urban Issues and Challenges section of your GCSE Geography course, and it's a favourite with examiners. So let's get into it. First things first, what do we actually mean by urbanisation? Urbanisation is the process by which an increasing proportion of a country's population comes to live in urban areas. That's towns and cities. In the UK today, approximately 84% of the population lives in urban areas. That's a remarkable figure. But here's the key thing examiners want you to understand. That 84% is not evenly spread. Some regions are almost entirely urban, while others remain predominantly rural. And that difference, that variation, is what this topic is all about. Let's start with the distribution of urban population across the UK. London dominates the southeast, with a population of around 9 million people, making it by far the largest urban centre in the UK. Moving north, we find the major conurbations. That's a brilliant geography word, meaning a large urban area formed when several towns and cities have merged together. The West Midlands conurbation, centred on Birmingham, has a population of around 2.6 million. Greater Manchester has around 2.8 million. West Yorkshire, centred on Leeds and Bradford, has around 2 million. Now, contrast those densely urbanised regions with places like rural Wales, the Scottish Highlands, or parts of East Anglia. Wales has an urbanisation rate of around 67%. Scotland is around 70% urban. These are significantly lower than the UK average. So why does this variation exist? This is where the exam marks really are, so listen carefully. Factor number one, historical industrialisation. During the Industrial Revolution of the 18th and 19th centuries, certain regions experienced rapid urban growth because they had the natural resources needed for industry. The coalfields of South Wales, the West Midlands, South Yorkshire and the North East attracted huge numbers of workers. Manchester grew from a population of around 25,000 in 1772 to over 300,000 by 1850. This industrial legacy means those regions have remained highly urbanised ever since. Factor number two, economic opportunities. People move to urban areas because that's where the jobs are. London has experienced sustained growth because it is the UK's financial, cultural and political capital. The concentration of financial services in the City of London and the tech sector in areas like Shoreditch has made London a magnet for workers. Factor number three, transport links. Cities with excellent transport links, like London with its underground network or Manchester with its Metrolink tram system, continue to attract businesses and residents. Rural areas with poor transport connections struggle to attract investment. Factor number four, government policy. After the Second World War, the UK government created new towns, planned settlements designed to relieve overcrowding in major cities. Places like Milton Keynes, Stevenage and Telford were deliberately created as urban centres. More recently, enterprise zones and the Northern Powerhouse Initiative have stimulated urban growth in areas needing regeneration. Factor number five, natural geography. Flat, low-lying land is easier to build on, which is why areas like the Thames Valley and the Midlands Plain have high urbanisation. Mountainous regions, like the Scottish Highlands or Snowdonia, have much lower urbanisation rates.
Now, let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Let me share the most important tips for answering questions on this topic. Tip number one. Always use named examples. Examiners are looking for specific place names, statistics, and case studies. Don't just say, cities in the north of England grew during the Industrial Revolution. Say, Manchester grew from 25,000 people in 1772 to over 300,000 by 1850 due to its cotton textile industry and proximity to the South Lancashire coalfield. That level of specificity is what earns you the higher marks. Tip number two, use geographical terminology accurately. Words like urbanisation, conurbation, rural urban migration, counter-urbanisation, and site and situation should appear in your answers. Examiners award credit for accurate use of geographical vocabulary. If a question asks you to describe the distribution of urban areas, use compass directions. Urban areas are concentrated in the southeast and in a corridor running north through the Midlands, rather than vague phrases like in some places. Tip number three, distinguish between rate and degree. The rate of urbanisation refers to how quickly urbanisation is happening. The degree of urbanisation refers to how urbanised a place already is. These are different things, and examiners will penalise candidates who confuse them. London has a very high degree of urbanisation. It's already nearly 100% urban. But its rate of urbanisation is now relatively slow because there isn't much rural land left to urbanise. In contrast, some smaller towns in the Midlands might have a lower degree of urbanisation, but a higher current rate as they expand. Tip number four, for describe questions, identify the pattern and then give evidence. If you're asked to describe the distribution of urban areas using a map, start with the overall pattern. Urban areas are most densely concentrated in the southeast of England. Then give specific examples. London, with a population of 9 million, is the largest urban centre, followed by Birmingham and Manchester in the Midlands and Northwest, respectively. Now, the most common mistakes I see candidates make on this topic. First, being too vague. Saying there are lots of cities in England earns you no marks. You need specifics. Second, confusing urbanisation with urban growth. Urbanisation is about the proportion of people living in urban areas increasing. Urban growth is simply about cities getting bigger. They often go together, but they're not the same thing. Third, forgetting about Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. The question asks about the UK, not just England. Always include examples from the devolved nations. Fourth, not explaining why, just describing. If a question says explain, you must give reasons, not just describe what you see. Right, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What percentage of the UK population lives in urban areas? The answer is approximately 84%. Question 2. What is a conurbation? A large urban area formed when several towns and cities have merged together. Question 3. Name 3 major UK conurbations outside London. Good examples include Greater Manchester, the West Midlands, centred on Birmingham, West Yorkshire, centred on Leeds and Bradford, and Tyneside, centred on Newcastle. Question 4. What is the difference between rate and degree of urbanisation? The rate is how quickly urbanisation is happening. The degree is how urbanised a place already is. Question 5. Name 2 factors that explain why some UK regions are more urbanised than others. Any 2 from historical industrialisation, economic opportunities, transport links, government policy, and natural geography. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. You're well on your way to nailing this topic. If you missed a few, go back and review the core concepts section of your study guide. Let me leave you with a quick summary of the key points to remember. The UK is approximately 84% urban, but this varies significantly by region. London and the South East are the most urbanised, while Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland have lower urbanisation rates. The main factors explaining regional variation are historical industrialisation, economic opportunities, transport links, government policy and natural geography. In the exam, always use named examples, use geographical terminology accurately and distinguish between rate and degree of urbanisation. That's it for today's episode. You've done brilliantly for sticking with it all the way through. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, geography is all around you. Until next time, good luck.